Wow, these are crazy days, aren't they? On Friday, I was driving up Capitol Mall Drive, the Olive Garden to my left and Panera to my right. I was headed uphill toward the church, stopped at the light. Now, traffic too was stopped going back and forth on Blacklake Boulevard, and as the left-hand turn light switched to green, out of nowhere, a deer came running down the road, turned left off of Blacklake Boulevard onto Capitol Mall Drive, and then turned right into the Capitol Mall parking lot. I couldn't believe my eyes. My light changed, and I rolled through the intersection in disbelief. As I drove up 9th Avenue, I glanced down the first street, and there was a Drake Mallard strutting across the road. Do you know what God taught me through those two encounters? I have no idea. But I do know that God does grab our attention and teach us through the little things in life. Sure, no doubt, He teaches us in the big things of life. But I believe too, He whispers through the little things. Now, there's a lifetime of wisdom in the book of Proverbs, and you'll find Proverbs just about in the middle of your Bibles. And today I want to look at several principles. I want to look at four verses in Proverbs chapter 30, beginning at verse 24. Today I want to look at four things and the four principles that these animals teach us. Listen to what the writer of Proverbs says, Proverbs 30, verse 24. Four things are small on the earth, and yet they are extremely wise. Ants are creatures of little strength, yet they store up their food in the summer. Hyraxes are creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the crags. Locusts have no king, and yet they advance together in ranks. A lizard can be caught with the hand, yet it is found in kings' palaces. Now, in these verses, we're given four animals, very small animals. The first one is the ant. Consider the ant. Consider the forethought of a little ant. Now, are you ready for some good ant trivia? There are so many ants in the world. Scientists tell us that their combined weight is greater than the combined weight of all the humans on our planet. Ants can lift 10 to 20 times their body weight, and when they work as a team, they can lift much more. Their brains under the microscope have similarities to the human brain, and it's believed that they have the same processing speed as a late 1980s Apple computer. Now, some ants can live up to 10 years, and some queen ants can live 20 years. How? Well, really good planning. God has wired them to plan for and survive tough times. Now, we've learned during this pandemic the importance of being prepared. Whether it's toilet paper or hand sanitizer, milk, eggs, or now bacon, we've seen the mad ant scramble at the stores to stock up on stuff that we think we need. Now, there is a good principle in preparing and being ready. But this doesn't mean that we store up or hoard for ourselves. We're given resources by God so that we can share with others. A couple of great verses. Deuteronomy 28:12 says, "The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouses of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands." And then in Malachi 3, verse 10, God says, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this," the Lord Almighty says, "and see if I will not open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing on you that you don't have enough room for it." Hidden Creek, it seems you are doing really well, using what God has given you to bless others. Your generosity during this crazy season has impacted hundreds and hundreds of people. Ants store up for tough times, but they don't do it for themselves. They do it for the colony so that the community can thrive. And you are doing this very well. The principle we see with the ant, the principle here is that there is wisdom in working hard for the good of the community. The next animal that the writer talks about is the hyrax. The hyrax lives in colonies of up to 80 individuals. Now, usually one or more of the members of this group keep watch for danger while the others do their thing. And the warning, or the guard hyrax, will warn of an approaching predator with a shrill whistle. Most hyraxes are active in the morning, scoping out the best place to bask in the sun all day long. Now, these creatures are fun to watch, sprawled out on the rocks in the Judean wilderness, lounging in scraggly trees. And in the cool of the evening, they gather in groups to leisurely feed. They don't dig holes for their dens. Instead, they squeeze into cracks and crevices in the rocks for safety in the night. Now, they're vulnerable to eagles during the day and jackals and leopards by night. They are a powerless animal that finds safety in the strength of the rocky cliffs and the stony crags. Psalm 61:2 says, "From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." The principle here is that this powerless creature finds strength in something stronger than themselves. As followers of Christ, we in our powerless state find strength in Christ, our rock. Where do you find strength? I pray that it is in Christ alone. The third animal that the writer talks about is the locust. Consider the locust. Now, locusts have no king, and yet they advance together in ranks, Scripture says. A lone locust is no threat in a farmer's field, but in great numbers, their impact is undeniable. If only the locust could use its power for good and not evil. Now, a swarm of locusts, 40,000 of them, can travel over 2,000 miles in a month. When a swarm like this arrives, the sky grows black and the roar of their wings is deafening. A swarm will not travel by night because the temperature is too cool. But about 3 hours after sunrise, when the temperature reaches about 80 degrees, the swarm takes off and they fly for up to 8 hours until they come to rest on an area of vegetation. They eat until sunset, consuming up to 80 tons of vegetation. That's enough food to feed 400,000 people for 1 year. The writer of this proverb says that there is no one locust king, but they travel as a great army. The principle here is that there is wisdom in multiplying our impact by working together. There is wisdom in multiplying our impact by working together. As followers of Jesus, we combine our strength and our gifts with other churches and organizations worldwide to bring life to others. We have an unseen King who commands our steps and advances us by His Spirit. There is wisdom in multiplying our impact by working together. Now, one more animal to consider. Consider the lizard. Lizards are elusive, but they can be caught with the hand. As a little kid in Texas, my brother and I would catch the lizards that ran around our house, and we would tap them on the snout until they opened their mouths. And then we would let them chomp down on our earlobes and wear them like earrings to impress the neighborhood girls. Sometimes it worked. Now the lizard you're seeing in this picture is not a Texas lizard. I wouldn't let one of these near my ears. This is the kind of lizard that might have cruised the walls of the palace in Jerusalem. Now, some speculate that maybe it was a smaller lizard like the gecko. But King Solomon knew how vulnerable lizards are, And yet he noted that they walked with majesty throughout his palace in Jerusalem. This majestic palace guarded by soldiers and Israel's army. He saw that the lowly lizard climbed the palace walls with no regard for human protocol, wealth, or might. Solomon saw the wisdom of this small creature living a simple life expressed through carefree boldness. Now the principle here in this verse with the lizard is that there is wisdom in living a simple life in the presence of God with childlike boldness. Now, as you live through these crazy, crazy times, don't let the lessons God is trying to teach you through the little things pass you by. They're all around us. In Olympia today, throughout Thurston County, our temperatures will hit the mid-80s. Step outside and fill your lungs with the air that God has provided. Take a deep breath and look around at the wonders Jesus has created as a gift to you, a declaration of his goodness. There is wisdom in living with an awareness that God uses the little things to show us his greatness, to reveal to us his goodness and his kindness. This holy God has revealed himself to us through Christ, and by faith in God's Son, lives in us by his Holy Spirit. May you be blessed with the simple things today as you celebrate Mother's Day and as you worship this wonderful God of all creation.